mettez le paquet, je suis venu là lancer le sprint final.
It's a final sprint before campaigning ends in the first round of departmental elections, and France's sports minister has come to Bobigny outside Paris to support the town's two left-wing candidates. If a minister has travelled this far, it's also out of concern that Bobigny, traditionally socialist, could for the first time vote Front National. Fouad Ben Ahmed, one of the co-candidates, thinks it's because the extreme right party is capitalising on social discontent.
Moi, très souvent sur la campagne électorale.
Throughout the election campaign, I've met people who've been telling me about their housing or employment problems.
Aujourd'hui, les gens, quand ils me rencontrent, me disent,
they ask me, Fouad, is it normal that I've been waiting for 5 years for a council property and I'm still waiting?
Aujourd'hui, ça a pas abouti.
The northeastern town has one of the largest youth populations in the country, many who struggle to find a job upon leaving school, sometimes waiting up to 2 years. Sport, argues Thierry Breillat, the French minister, is one way of filling in the gap.
In a town like Bobigny, sports is one of the only few ways of connecting young people to society. They foster social ties through joining clubs and meeting with others at training grounds. Sports brings them together.
The government is turning to sport to try and revive civic values, values that were shaken up by the fatal attacks against Charlie Hebdo 2 months ago.
On ne peut plus laisser la situation.
We can't leave the situation as it is. We need to get rid of ghettos. We can't keep piling people up in one area. We need a better urban policy. For my citizenship project, we will be putting forward concrete measures in the upcoming weeks.
The measures include professionalizing sports clubs, training more instructors, and offering a wider variety to girls other than just football. But for Alain Zankifo, a former boxing champion, the project doesn't go far enough.
The longer schools refuse to increase the number of hours dedicated to sports and refuse to hire proper professionals, nothing will improve. They want to stop young people from dropping out early, but you need to give them something to do. Give them music, dance, something.
Born and raised in Bobigny, I ask him what he's gained from sports that other youths like him could also learn.
Determination, respect. To win the title, you have to train for 2 years. For the French, European and World Championships, it took me 2 years of hard work. So you need stamina. You can't give up. If I'm here today, it's partly thanks to sport.
Could sport be what youths in France's suburbs need to stop them slipping into crime, or worse, into terrorism? Since the January attacks, the government has sought to find new ways of improving integration, but it first needs to tackle the inward-looking nature of some communities who put their own interests first, says Martin Day, the second running candidate.
This communitarian spirit threatens democracy. So many politicians, both men and women, use this as a strategy to win elections by pitting communities against each other. So each one of us needs to learn how to live alongside each other again in harmony. That's what democracy is all about.
Learning how to live together again after Charlie will be one of the crucial themes of the departmental elections and a new test of national unity. For Radio France International, Christina Rochello in Paris.